You are listening to CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today is November 8th, and I am MP Holmes. Lodging home licensing is on the way in Kitchener, but on Monday, November 6th, City Council took the opportunity to defer the motion until March 2024. At last week's council meeting, on October 30th, a motion to remove restrictions on lodging houses was deferred. Councillor Bill Ioannidis introduced the deferral after questioning if fourplex apartments are a better option overall to increase affordability and if a pilot study would be a better approach to roll out licensing. In response to these questions, at this week's meeting, Delegate Phil Marfesi noted how lodging homes differ from fourplex apartments and that lodging homes do not require much in the way of preparation and can be occupied without additional construction or renovation. Because of this, Marfesi said, lodging homes can be a more economical mode of housing. Marfesi also explained how a lodging house pilot study would not meet the urgency of the crisis and would impede the delivery of this needed housing.
Lodging homes are not always perfect, but they are necessary. The case for facilitating lodging homes more broadly, along with evidence of their greater affordability, has been made by a plethora of organizations interested in housing rights. The very fact that our low supply, high demand housing market makes all forms of housing more expensive than they would otherwise be does not negate the relative affordability of lodging homes. This makes them more important to include as part of our housing continuum to address part of this shortage. Fourplexes are good, but it is also important to allow for an even greater diversity of housing types to reflect the diverse needs our community has and the different types of housing landowners might want to create. Lodging homes often do not require a new build and thus can be created more easily out of existing stock housing stock with upgrades. We were concerned to hear an idea at the Planning and Strategic Initiatives Committee to have this possibly be considered as a pilot project. We wonder what this would mean in practice. Would the city only support allowing lodging homes as of right in some areas or only over a specific time frame? We're concerned that a pilot project does not meet the urgency of the moment or fully take advantage of the 4 years of resident and staff time invested in this initiative. Regardless, we worry that the immediate importance of allowing much-needed housing stock on the grounds of affordability and human rights would not be fully captured if this route was chosen.
A second delegate, Lynn Intini, presented a description of lodging home residents and how the proposed bylaw changes integrate with the City of Kitchener's overall housing plan.
Many stay in lodging homes when they might otherwise be homeless because they are much more affordable and offer greater variation in tenure. In a local survey of out-of-the-cold participants, 61% had stayed in a lodging home within 5 years of the survey. There are many of us, single people, those who are leaving a relationship, people seeking community in their living arrangements, those who are first in their family to move to Canada, and anyone new to a city trying to land a stable job, people with visible and invisible disabilities, like myself, which may mean we have unstable finances. We are some of the people living in lodging homes.
She also pointed out that exclusionary zoning bylaws can have human rights implications if it restricts where people can live.
Allowing lodging homes as of right citywide is part of the Housing for All strategy, which the City of Kitchener recently reaffirmed in its municipal housing pledge. Number one on the list of best practices for the Housing Accelerator Funds is end exclusionary zoning. We haven't ended exclusionary zoning if we haven't allowed lodging homes as of right. We know the Ontario Human Rights Commission views minimum separation distances and other zoning restrictions on lodging homes as being discriminatory or having discriminatory impacts.
Council was informed on Monday night that the proposed bylaw changes will be back for their review in March 2024. Councillor Scott Davey moved to defer the lodging house motion as nothing would be able to be enacted until the licensing was ready anyway.
It's become quite apparent that we do actually have limited ability to act in this space, and I understand that all municipalities, frankly, in Ontario will be going in this direction. So I would just like to be clear that it is my intention for those that appeared in favour of it that I absolutely will be supporting this eventually, but I do think it's important to make sure that we have all the options before us. It wouldn't be happening ahead of time in any event. So I think it only makes sense to have this coming back timed with the bylaw that lists all the criteria we may want to tweak in order to make this as safe and healthy as possible.
Councillor Jason Duneau agreed with the deferral and noted that by deferring, more research can be done into issues such as short-term rentals that overlap and influence the affordable rental market.
When staff bring back their report on licensing and short-term rentals and bylaws and everything that encompasses that, I think that's the appropriate time to look at every single one of those components, because I think they're all intertwined. I agree with the deferral as well.
For CKMS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm MP Holmes. Thanks for listening.